Sikhism, of course, was a religion, and you were initiated into the Sikh religion, the Sikh was, by a special ceremony of what they called the Pehl, spelled P-A-H-U-L, which was actually the drinking of a liquid which had been stirred with a steel dagger. It was a fighting religion. And we, and when I say we, the British and the Indian officers, were convinced that religion was an important attribute in the making of a soldier. And therefore, we were just as keen as the Indian officers were that the Sikhs should live up to the tenets of their own religion. In fact, we were much more keen than they should do that than we were to live up to Christianity.
Did you go around and join in their festivals and their pujas and their dancings and this kind of thing?
You mean when we were in the lines?
Yes, in the lines, sir.
Yes, well, when we were in the lines, of course, we used to go to the Gurdwara, the Sikh temple, on special occasions. And we had to know all the tenets of the Sikh religion, which was extremely important to them and to us. And it's curious that if a Sikh cut his hair, the person that ran him in was the British officer, because he was not keeping the tenets of his own religion. And, of course, the Indian officer was equally keen.